From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. Health officials in Utah and across the country rely mostly on coronavirus tests that, while accurate, are slow and expensive. KUER's John Reed reports a faster test is out there, but not everyone is convinced it's the right approach.
Coronavirus tests fall into two main categories. One is the molecular test. It's very accurate and one of the most commonly used in Utah, but results usually take about 1 to 3 days. The other is the antigen test. It's cheaper and faster, giving results in about 15 minutes, though not as accurate. Dr. Bert LePantry at Intermountain Healthcare likens them to digital cameras.
The molecular tests are like your 24 megapixel. You can detect fine details in the background, whereas the antigen tests are more like your 6 to 10 megapixel camera. You can detect the obvious, but you might not be able to detect the fine details.
Health experts nationwide are calling for more widespread use of antigen tests. They say they'd allow more people to be tested more often. But Dr. Jonathan Genson at ARUP Labs is skeptical they can be deployed on a mass scale. And he says the molecular test would still be needed as a backup.
If you don't trust the result, you just need to repeat it. And you start taking up some of that capacity for clinical patients.
Still, the state health department says it's trying to ramp up antigen testing in Utah, starting with places that could use it most, like nursing homes and jails. John Reed, KUER News.
What is believed to be the first high school football game in the United States since the start of the pandemic happened in Utah yesterday. Harriman High School faced the Davis Darts in a sold-out game at 25% capacity. Cheerleaders wore masks before kickoff, but just like the players, they went maskless during the game. Tickets were sold online and scanned as fans entered the stadium so the school can carry out contact tracing if necessary. Fans were also instructed to leave as soon as the game ended, with the Darts win 24-20. Eight local artists have painted a Black Lives Matter mural in front of the Salt Lake City County building. Yesterday, they explained their work during a Facebook event. The group of artists were each assigned two letters to design and paint. Pablo Abarca is one of the artists. He designed the I and the T in the mural. Abarca says he wanted his art to focus on ways the Latino community can help the BLM movement.
There is a lot of colorism in the Latinx community, and I just want to spread awareness that we can fight against racism by supporting people who are fighting for equality already.
Each artist received a $600 stipend for their work. Other artists have also painted murals downtown of people who have been killed by police in Utah. More than 300 guns accumulating in evidence storage that have gone unclaimed or are no longer needed in criminal investigations need to be scrapped. The Ogden Police Department and Weber Morgan Narcotics Strike Force have asked the Ogden City Council to approve requests to send the firearms to the State Bureau of Forensics, which would destroy them. Police Captain Jake Subi says the department previously disposed of firearms through an incinerator facility, but that no longer exists. The proposal would also allow the department to keep some of the guns for training. A judge has rejected a bid to push back the execution date of the only Native American on federal death row. U.S. District Judge David Campbell in Arizona issued the ruling yesterday after attorneys seeking a delay for Lesmond Mitchell had argued the federal execution must comply with Arizona law. Campbell said the attorneys didn't identify any procedures in Arizona statutes or criminal rules that conflict with federal protocol when it comes to how Mitchell would die. His law team immediately filed a notice of appeal. Mitchell is scheduled to be put to death August 26th. Only about 20% of Americans live in rural areas, but accidents on rural roads account for almost half of the nation's traffic fatalities. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
Montana State University hosted a webinar to address rural traffic deaths. Experts and lawmakers pointed out challenges ranging from wildlife crossings to distances from trauma centers. But they also found that rural culture plays a big role. For example, rural drivers are less likely to use a seatbelt. In his research at MSU, Professor Nick Ward surveyed residents in six rural Utah counties and found that nearly 80% wanted their loved ones to buckle up, even if they didn't use seatbelts themselves.
And indeed, you could argue that ruralness itself comes with a sense of helping each other and wanting people in your community to be safe.
Using that information, a targeted ad campaign was created, reminding people that they're someone's family and part of a community that wants them to get home safe. The result? A modest increase in observed seatbelt use. A recent study even showed that this type of outreach may help encourage mask wearing during the pandemic by telling people to do it for others instead of themselves. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
And I'm Diane Maggiapinto, KUER News.